A good Sunday morning to you once more, friends. Welcome to Access, the public affairs presentation of Marker Broadcasting. I'm Ralph Squillace, normally on the Big 106, but I'm across the entire Marker spectrum this morning, talking to somebody who makes a difference in the community. And this is somebody whom I've spoken with before, and she really, really does. It's my pleasure to welcome back Jenna LeConte-Heinley, PhD of HARC, which is Health Assessment and Research for Communities. And I finally, after all this time, got it all together and I said it right. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It is always a pleasure, and you always have a seat here, so I'm going to say it on the air right now. If you ever want to come back, you may, for whatever reason. Now, you and I have spoken before about some of the things that HARC does. We touched upon some specifics with some data gathering that you were doing via phone surveys, but you guys do a lot more than that. But let's touch upon that just to begin with. We'll bring folks up to speed if they haven't heard the previous interviews you and I have done.
Yeah, so HARC was formed back in 2006, mm-hmm. and the idea was that Riverside County is huge, right? Absolutely huge.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bigger than some U.S. states. And there was great data available at the county level, but we're different here. It kind of actually hid some of our needs. It didn't get to them properly. And so the idea was we need data at a sub-county level. We need it for just the Coachella Valley to describe how unique our population is and what our community needs. So HARC was formed to fill that gap and to provide data to fill that gap. So every 3 years, HARC does a random digit dial telephone survey. That means anybody with a phone, cell phone or landline, has an equal chance of being called. This makes it really representative of our community. You know, we could do it online and say, hey, just opt in, but that's not rigorous enough.
Yeah, because not everybody's going to do that, or you're going to get skewed results, I would think.
Exactly. You're going to get the people who have access to the internet, when really,
gotcha.
You know, it's the needs of the people who don't have access to the internet that's critically important. So we do this survey every 3 years, and the content is really driven by our community partners saying, hey, I need to know this, and I can't find it anywhere else. So this covers things like healthcare access and utilization, but also health behaviors like exercise or drinking or smoking, healthy eating, obesity, mental health, major diagnoses, socioeconomic needs, a whole host of demographics, you know, whether they were a veteran and whether they served, where they live, whether they're married or not. It's very, very in-depth. And the idea being that then that data can be useful to a broad spectrum of organizations and individuals.
And that it is, too, because I got a copy of the 2020 outline that you had talked about last time we were here, because you were still putting that together when last we spoke. But when I saw how it broke down in all the different categories and subcategories, it was fascinating. I mean, if you don't even have to be a data geek to appreciate the kind of work that went into it, but still the research, and I would say the accuracy as well, based on the methods that you use, you got a really great slice of life here in the Valley.
I have to say, I started at HARC in 2012, and there is no better way to get to know your new community mm-hmm. than doing an in-depth study for a year on them.
And you're a number cruncher at heart, as
it's
you and I
true.
Have spoken.
It's so true.
So that's fine.
You know? Yeah.
But it's wonderful to have you back, and you do such a helpful thing, and I don't think enough people are aware of what it is you do. And if you're just joining us here this morning on Access, Jenna LeConte-Heinley, PhD, is, or Dr. Jenna, as I simply call her, or just plain Jenna. She's one of the most delightful people I have here. And when they got in touch with me, say, hey, Jenna would like to come back on, I said, bring her in. We'll do it. Health Assessment and Research for Communities, or HARC. HARCdata.org is the website. You can also call 760-404-1945 for information. Now, you may or may not have gotten a call. I think you said it was Kent State, as I recall correctly.
It was, yes.
All right. You may have gotten a call back in 2020 or even 2019, actually, for the 2020, mm-hmm. I should say, from Kent State saying, why would Kent State be calling me? I'm not an alumni. I'm nothing. But that was who they had hired out in order to get the phone calls done. And we had actually put out the word saying, hey, if you get one of these calls from Kent State University, take it. It's not spam. And I hope that helped you, by the way.
I sure hope so. It was, you know, it's getting tougher and tougher to do telephone surveys, and we're not the only ones struggling
with
that. And it'll be interesting to see our next survey. We've got to do something different because it is just too challenging. People are not willing to take any calls. They're not even willing to pick up a number that they don't recognize, you know.
I have to say, my fault
as well. Me too, me too.
But I have to be honest with you. When you told me about that, I was thinking, okay, what's the area code? I think you told me what the area code was, or may have come up even Kent State University. That's when I was telling people, if it comes up on your caller ID, take the call. I never got a call, but I was looking. Honestly, I would have taken it had I gotten one, knowing that it would have been from
I can't tell you how many people have told me, I took the call and I took the survey just because I knew I couldn't face you if I hadn't taken the survey. And I was like, that's right.
That's right, because you will have to deal with the little dynamo here. That is Dr. Jenna. She ain't taking no guff from nobody. But seriously, it's such an important, but I think highly overlooked sort of thing. And I remember being, the first time I met you, how impressed I was by all this. I says, wow, this is all going on behind the scenes. Nobody really knows about it. And as we are speaking right now, we're not in the period where you're actually going to be doing the research. So let me turn this back around a little bit and say, now, when you're not doing the phone surveys, what is it that you do that the community can assist you in doing?
So we do the data collection, and then we give that back to the community at no charge. And mm-hmm. so whether that includes our printed report, but we have a special report coming out soon. We'll have a couple more throughout the year that focus on specific populations. This one is funded by the Anderson Children's Foundation, so it's on children, not surprisingly. But we hope to find funding to issue other special reports, like a special report on veterans or the health of Hispanics in the Coachella Valley or seniors. And so those really help drill down because this data is so rich. We also regularly issue infographics that come out about, we have one coming out next week. We're trying to do them on a monthly basis. During the COVID pandemic, we did them on a weekly basis, and that is way too exhausting.
I know. I mean, it was exhausting enough just listening to you, or I won't say listening to you, that kind of came out wrong, but listening to the kind of work that went in is what I meant to say.
Yes.
Just with the biannual thing that you
yes.
did, it's like, oh my gosh, where do you get the energy?
And then we have our other projects. So the other projects
so you're busy.
That we work on are typically many nonprofits and cities and other organizations, they want to be really data-focused. They want to be data-centric. They want to make evidence-based decisions, but they don't have the bandwidth to have a full-time researcher on staff. And so that's where HARC comes in. We can kind of be their outsourced researchers.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't necessarily have to be health-related, or does
no,
it?
No. Well, so at HARC, we think of health very, very broadly. So
I
it's
see.
Not just your physical health, your mental health. It's the social determinants of health. So you can't have a healthy community if you have low literacy levels, right? You can't have a healthy community if it's not safe. And you can't have a healthy community if there's rampant homelessness. So all of these things matter, and all of these things are areas of our expertise. So we've done things like evaluating whether a literacy program really does help kids read better, evaluating whether a fall prevention program really does keep seniors safer, evaluating whether homelessness interventions are successful at keeping people housed, the whole nine yards.
So do you gather the data in much the same way you would for the biannual overall health of the valley type of report?
So it's always different. It's always customized.
Oh, it is based on, okay, I see,
yes.
based on the needs
so,
and requirements, I see.
Fairly often we are gathering data via online surveys. We have several coming up. And so you can always check our website, and we have a tab that's called Current Surveys to see if we're collecting data and need people to respond. Typically, they're about some form of health, wellness, needs, that sort of thing. But we do online surveys. We do paper surveys. Before the pandemic, we did some in-person data collection. Needless to say, that's not happening right now, but probably will be sometime in the future. So yes, phone, online, paper, whole nine yards.
Wonderful. And with me again is Jenna LeConte-Heinle, PhD of HARC. I thought you were the founder, but I guess you've been with it for so long that
I am not the founder. Our Robust founder was Eileen Packer. She retired a few years ago, and I was lucky enough to step into her shoes. I had been director of research there for 2 or 3 years before she retired. So we got a great chance to work together. She's a fabulous woman. She's currently the head of the Joslin Senior Center Board of Directors. Okay.
Well, you've been working incredibly hard to bring all of this to the forefront. And again, I kind of go back to the 2020 report on the 2019 data that you gathered. HARC, by the way, once more, is Health Assessment and Research for Communities. This is a nonprofit organization that does specifically, well, what the title suggests. They assess the needs based on all sorts of different demographics. And as I mentioned, Dr. Jenna is one heck of a number cruncher. And when you, if you were to see a copy of this thing, not only is it surprisingly thick, but it is also surprisingly in depth. And they have gone through incredible lengths to make sure that you are the end result, the beneficiary. The end result is you in, let's say you're a diabetic, maybe you're susceptible to AIDS, you're susceptible to any one of a number of diseases or factors. You're a smoker, maybe you're a drug user, recreational or otherwise. All of this factors into how do we get the monies that we need here in Riverside County, in the Coachella Valley especially, to serve the needs of the populace. And that's where you come in.
Yeah, it's really our goal to have this data be used, because if it's just sitting on the shelf, we wasted our time, we wasted the participants' time, we wasted our funders' money. So it's really important that it gets in the hands of people who can use it. And
yeah,
so
if you're going to crunch numbers, make sure they help people.
Yes. So
and you do that.
Many of our data users are other nonprofits. They like to use it in their request for funding, because it's one thing to say, hey, food insecurity is a problem. People are hungry. Give me money to address that. It's another to say, this is exactly how many thousands of people had to go without eating for a whole day because they didn't have enough money for food. That's incredibly compelling. Our other data users are healthcare organizations. So you mentioned diabetes. The hospitals will often use our data to help recruit potential providers. So for instance, say, you know, we need an endocrinologist because look, this is how many people are living with diabetes in our Coachella Valley, and they haven't had their regular foot exam, their eye exam. They've never taken a class on how to manage diabetes themselves. We need you. Please come practice here.
And this is what HARC is all about. And friends, go to their website, which is HARCdata, HARCdata.org. I guess there's a way that you can sign up for alerts, but even so, if there's something that catches your eye saying, hey, you know, as I said, I'm a smoker in Coachella, for example, and I'm Hispanic. I'm just throwing out examples here, nothing specific, mind you. But how can it help me as being a smoker who lives in Coachella and I'm Hispanic? Well, we find a survey that may come as close to what it is that you are trying to determine or that suits your own personality and needs, and you take the survey. Well, it takes a few minutes, I would think.
True, and there's typically some chance at incentives. I try to make sure that if possible, we can at least, you know, do a lottery style so somebody gets to win some money.
Cool.
It's very fun to award the money. It's one of the best parts of the day.
How do you not say yes to that? So friends, HARCdata.org, and you might even pocket a shekel or two. But it's all for the best causes possible. You are the end results, or the end users of the results that that HARC gathers. Jenna LeConte, PhD, is my guest, and such a welcome guest. HARC is the acronym for Health Assessment and Research for Communities. I was practicing because I bollocked that up so bad the last time I
and
saw
to
it.
Be fair, it's not your fault. It used to stand for something else, but you know.
Oh, well, there you go. And that makes it even more confusing.
Yeah.
No, but I've got it. And I hopefully, friends, you on the other side of the radio will have it as well. Call them during regular business hours, 760-404-1945. Easy enough. 404-1945. And take the surveys if you can online. I'm sure there are other ways to help as well. I mean, you take like in-person volunteers or cash donations, material donations, anything?
We would adore any donations, any and all. We don't get a lot because most times when people are feeling really philanthropic, they want to give to something like, you know, saving puppies and kittens or feeding the hungry.
Been there, done that. But then in a roundabout way, that's exactly what you do.
Exactly. We're a step removed. So since we don't directly work with puppies and kittens and feeding the hungry, it's not as sexy. But our data does help the people who do that sort of thing.
But on the other hand, you might be surveying somebody who is a pet owner.
Yes, actually, we are hoping to do a study soon on the health benefits of pet ownership, actually.
I have two cats. They drive me nuts. No, seriously, they're the best.
I have two cats and two dogs, and I agree.
I can't imagine.
It's the source of all of my insanity and all of my, you know, warm, fuzzy feelings.
Such are the pitfalls of being a pet owner. But all that, again, is available on the HARC website, harcdata.org. And find out what it is they're doing. You can, as I said, you don't have to necessarily zero in on something that is specific or near and dear to you. I mean, just something that might catch your eyes, thinking, well, we'll just use the situation that we just mentioned. Pet owners, how do you do in terms of health? How's your stress levels? How is your nutrition levels? Does having a pet make you feel less stressed, more stressed? Do you eat better as a result because you don't feel like you have to do like comfort food because you go pet your kitty instead, you pet your puppy? So that's the sort of thing that I guess when you get right down to it, there's a lot of variables.
There are, and I just want to emphasize that all the data on our site is free. It's free to access, and this is thanks to our awesome donors and our funders. But you don't have to, you can just go online. And like you said, if you see a study that's interesting, right now what's on the homepage is a study we did on COVID-19 related needs assessment in the Coachella Valley. And you say, oh, that's really interesting. You click. Sometimes you have to enter a brief survey saying what you're going to use it for. Sometimes you just need to enter your name and email. Sometimes you don't need to enter anything. But it's all free. It's no spam. It's there for you. And we want it to be useful.
Right, and goes back to when you said no spam. The phone calls from Kent State, those weren't spam. And again, I remember the last time you and I spoke, I was just pounding the heck out of that. I said, guys, gals, you know, don't let it go to voicemail. Pick up that call if you get it. I guess we're a few months away from doing it again as we go to air right now. Nevertheless, help these folks any way you can. And it's just as easy as logging on to harcdata.org, harcdata.org. Health Assessment and Research for Communities. And while she isn't the founder, she's the head mucky muck. She is Dr. Jenna LeConte-Heinle. And again, always a pleasure to have you here. Give them a call, won't you please? It's 760-404-1945. There may be other ways you can help. Maybe you're maybe you've done some work in data collection or statistics. You might have as Jenna does, some sort of graduate and postgraduate work in doing specifically what it is she's doing. There are ways you can help.
The other way is that typically, you know, like I said, we're often doing some data collection. And so just, like you said, taking the survey, but passing it on or telling others that it's legitimate, it's not spam, it's not a scam, that can be so, so helpful, especially when we're trying to survey particularly hard-to-reach communities, whether that be seniors or people of color or the LGBT community. You know, this is something where you telling your friends about it can make a huge difference in our data collection.
And it helps everybody. I mean,
yes.
As you just mentioned, you pointed out some very diverse groups of people. And I guess we all identify to some extent with people,
yes,
whom we are, you know, most alike. But nevertheless, this is what makes this thing such an even playing field, because it applies to everyone. Doesn't matter. You mentioned LGBT. You mentioned seniors, folks like that. If you have access to a computer, go and take a survey, harcdata.org, because you are helping these folks to help you. It really comes back to you. I can't think of a better way to help out than say, well, what do I need and what do I need as a group? I mentioned, we'll go back to our Hispanic smoker from Coachella, just the idea that I just threw out. Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, we've been doing some focus groups recently for a particular project on the health needs in the Coachella Valley. And it's so fascinating what comes up and what different people need and want. You know, one person was talking about they really want streetlights in North Shore, because it's not safe to walk after dark, and that's the only time they have to do exercise. Someone in Palm Springs
mentioned... Yeah, there ain't nothing out there. We love you, North Shore, but yeah, you're right, no lights.
Someone in Palm Springs mentioned that they wanted a community garden. They, you know, they lived in a condo and didn't have any place to cultivate vegetables, and they wanted to do that and eat more healthily. So it's just so fascinating how different people's needs are, and how if we can document that, we can. That's the first step in meeting those needs.
And look at the just the geographical range you mentioned, from North Shore to Palm Springs, and there's a whole lot of valley in between that. So you folks in Indio, La Quinta, Cathedral City, Bermuda Dunes, Palm Desert, it doesn't matter. We need you. Rancho Mirage, we need you. Desert Hot Springs, we need you. And I would imagine it goes up, does it go up, say, into San Bernardino County, or is it just strictly
Morongo
Valley or Yucca Valley?
Some of our projects do. We have a lot coming up that we are a very enthusiastic partner of the Center for Health Disparities Research at UC Riverside. And we've got some projects coming up for them that are both counties entirely, so Inland Empire-wide. So we're not just Coachella Valley, although the majority of our work is Coachella Valley, but we'll be doing some surveys soon that are for both counties in their entirety.
And you mentioned earlier, San Bernardino County is massive.
Massive.
But Riverside County ain't a slouch when it comes to size. So the sorts of answers and responses they get from you here in Riverside County, I guess, would Imperial County count as well? Because I know what KPOM, for example, reaches into Imperial County quite deeply.
We've done some great work with Clínicas de Salud del Pueblo in Imperial County. So again, it just all depends.
It depends on who needs it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But I think Imperial County gets left out of a lot of stuff.
I know. We love you guys in Imperial County. Don't think that we, for a minute, that we don't. And I was teasing a caller not long ago on KPOM from Holtville, which is the carrot capital of California. Not many people know that.
So I did not know that.
See?
You learn something new every day.
So if you like carrots, think of Holtville. But in the meantime, if you like what it is you do and who you are, and you want some, say, government monies that would be beneficial to you, because the government can throw out money all day long, but if it's not going out to help anybody, it's a waste of money. This is where HARC comes in. And this is, again, where you can help. If you go to HARCDATA, HARCDATA.org, take one of the online surveys. If it applies to you, great. If you look through it and say, gee, you know, it doesn't apply to me, but I'm going to tell my friend George that he should be taking that senior survey. Hey, George, check this out. George takes the survey. They crunch the numbers. And eventually, the monies get aimed where they are needed the most. And they can't do it without folks like Dr. Jenna here, who are crunching those numbers and bring them the numbers, really.
It's true. I mean, without community participation, we have nothing, literally nothing. So
it's fun to crunch numbers when there's nothing to do.
Right.
Somebody like you. But no, Dr. Jenna LeConte is she's just a terrific person. When the first time I met her, it's like, wow, I said, how can somebody with so much enthusiasm like crunching numbers so much? I am not a numbers guy, so it's like I can't relate on that level, but I can certainly relate with your enthusiasm, and I can't think of anybody better suited to do what it is that you do. And I'm hoping, again, that you, dear listener, will help these wonderful folks help you. They can't help you unless you first help them to help you, if that makes sense. I hope it does. HARC, again, is the acronym for Health Assessment and Research for Communities. HARCDATA.org, HARCDATA.org. And just holler at them during the week at 760-404-1945. And going back, if you're just tuning into Access, again, my guest is the head mucky muck. I guess they call you what, the director?
I'm the CEO.
The
yes.
CEO, okay, of HARC. And I went this whole time, I didn't give you your title. Now I know. Jenna LeConte Heinle, PhD, is the CEO of HARC. And again, the big project that they do throughout the year, or at least twice a year, is the health research survey by telephone, which is, in this day and age of spam call blockers, it's making your job hard. So I do want to touch back upon that.
Thankfully, it's actually only once every 3 years. Thank God. If I did it every other year, I might go insane.
Don't do that. On the other hand, mental illness is covered under HARCS. So
It's true.
So if she gets a little wacky, she can take her own survey. No, but seriously, it's every three years. I thought it was once every other year for some reason.
I would love to do it every other year, but it is incredibly expensive and resource intensive, and so every 3 years is as often as.
So you're taking 3 years to prepare for, say, a 6 month blitz.
So we typically do preparation for about 6 months.
Wow.
Data collection lasts about a year. Then there's us crunching the numbers and making the report and making it available to the public. That takes another 6 months. And then there's the fabulous data release. And then for the remainder of that one more year, we try to get it out to as many people as possible who could benefit from it. And then it's time to start again.
Well, the vicious cycle repeats. but it's not so vicious because, again, it's going to help people. And one question I don't think I've asked you yet is, who are some of the groups, let's go back to the most recent survey. Who are some of the groups that benefited?
So whether it's nonprofits, healthcare organizations, our local education, you know, talking about what their students need, a lot of our local city governments, county departments. For instance, county behavioral health really recognizes that there are different needs across the county. You know, it's not one size fits all. And so having our data for the Coachella Valley is very useful. It's also used for funders to say, okay, where are the levels of greatest need? Where should I be allocating my dollars? And it's also, of course, just used by people who want to educate others. I know it's often used in strategic planning. So, all right, this is the picture of our valley. This is who we serve. How can we serve them better? So it's a really diverse range of data users.
It's almost a marketing plan, but risen to a even more specific level. Because if you're having a marketing plan, I'm trying to sell breakfast cereal, I'm going to aim toward kids if I'm selling sugar frosted flakes or something. But you guys, you need folks from all walks of life, all ages, all races, genders, whatever, to get the information that you need. And that's a monumental task.
And you bring up a really good point. You know, I love research. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. But I'm so glad that the research we do is something that is truly meaningful and life-changing. And that's not a slam on people who do market research at all.
No, you're doing an entirely different sort of thing. Now, I thought of that, in fact.
But I'm glad that I'm not doing research on what type of cereal works best. The fact that is that every one of our projects is run by people who want to help others, who want to improve lives. So whether that's the literacy program for kids or directing a foundation's funding goals, or, you know, doing part of the strategic plan for a senior center so they can serve seniors better. Any and all of those are changing lives. And so I love being a part of those.
I mean, cornflakes are important, but what this lady is doing is so much more so. And I sure hope that you can help. And it's easy enough to do. HarcData.org, HARCDATA.org. And again, thank you for correcting me on the phone survey. I thought that was like once every other year. It's once every 3 years. So we'll definitely talk again before we that. But when it does come around, so yeah, we're a couple of years or so off from it as we sit right now. But there's a lot of research going on behind the scenes. And the best way that you can help when that happens is make a note to yourself that if you ever get a call from Kent State University, or if that gets updated between now and the time we're ready to have you back on for that, then we'll let you know. But you can help right now by simply going to harcdata.org, HARCdata.org. You can call 760-404-1945 and speak to this delightful human being, Jenna LeConte-Heinle, Ph.D., the CEO of HARC, and wow, what a pleasure it is always having you. You're always welcome here, and you know that.
Well, thank you. I may take you up on that as we start recruiting for some of these specific surveys that we're going to be doing around COVID-19 and vaccine readiness. And so we'll talk again.
We should, and we will. I've got your number. You've got mine. So we will do it. And Jenna, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And friends, if you want to be a part of Access, here's what you do. Call me here during regular business hours at 760-568-4550. My direct email, ralph@markerbroadcasting.com. Again, you've been listening to Access, the public affairs presentation of Marker Broadcasting. I'm Ralph Squillace. See you tomorrow on the Big 106. Take care and bye-bye.